The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
A solid jobs report for the month of February. What does that mean for interest rates going forward, and what does that mean for investors?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. In February, the economy added 235,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.7%. And many out there think this pretty much guarantees that the Federal Reserve is going to hike a chief lending rate next week when it meets in Washington. So what do you do? How do you invest? How do you move forward? Where do you put your money? What do you think about? To help answer some of those questions is Chuck Carlson. He joins us on the line. He is the CEO of Horizon Investment Services. So, Chuck, given the jobs report, given the Fed meeting next week, what are your thoughts on the current investing climate?
Well, we're positive on the investing climate. I think that rates are going up for the right reasons, i.e. improvement in the economy, improvement in the job market, improvement in wages. So, you know, I think it's the rate increases are a reflection of that there are good things happening in the economy, and the Fed wants to kind of make sure that things don't get out of hand there. From an investment standpoint, I think this will work to the benefit of corporate profits, which at the end of the day are the primary driver of stock prices. I don't think, despite the fact that the Fed will raise rates in March and will likely raise rates at least three more times this year, in my opinion, that we will still get to a point where interest rates are offering such a competitive asset class like fixed income investments to stocks. So until I think you see the 10-year get up to around 3.5-4%, I think the stock market can absorb these higher rates and continue to do well. From the standpoint of what stocks, what sectors, and things like that, obviously, in an environment of rising rates, I think you need to be a little bit careful if you're someone who typically has chased a lot of the high-yield investments. I think those areas will probably underperform the market. I think investors that are looking for dividends and still trying to play that dividend theme, I think it's very important to be looking at companies that do pay dividends, but where there is dividend growth, I think those are the types of stocks that will probably outperform in the dividend space. In an environment of rising rates because of a stronger economy, I think it makes sense to look at some of the more economically sensitive areas in the market. And I think financials, for example, that's still a very strong story and one that I don't think, despite the gains that we've had since November, has been played out. So I still like financials. I think consumer discretionary and industrials still have appeal in a rising interest rate market as well.
Financials, you mentioned them. Are they perhaps the biggest beneficiary of the rising rate environment?
They are, I think, at least the clearest one. Obviously, if you can have interest rates creeping upward without pinching demand, loan demand, you know, that will certainly help banks' net interest margins quite a bit. So, yes, I think that they're the most obvious beneficiary from this. Again, you know, the rise in rates is okay. You don't want that to get out of hand where all of a sudden it does start impinging dramatically on the economy, on loan demand and things like that. But I still think we're a ways away from that. And I'm comfortable with rates going higher. I think the market is comfortable to a point with rates going higher. And I think in that environment, financials continue to represent an attractive area.
In some ways, this is a vote of confidence, is it not, Chuck?
Yes. I mean, this is a reflection that there's an increasing confidence that the momentum that the market or the economy seems to be gaining is going to continue. And the Fed, again, wants to kind of make sure that we don't get into an overheated situation. I think if investors are kind of looking at what might constitute, quote, an overheated situation, I usually fall back on wage inflation. I think, you know, up to this point, one of the positives for the market has been kind of the low inflation story. And I think that's a story that's still intact. However, I think if where inflation really will start to impinge on the stock market is if we start to see wage inflation, again, getting into that 3.5% to 4% range. I think that's something that may start to make investors a bit nervous. So if people are kind of trying to calibrate the economy and you know, how fast can this economy grow before it starts kind of concerning the market from an inflation standpoint, you know, the one thing I would be watching is wage inflation.
We're talking with Chuck Carlson, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Chuck, once upon a time, people used to put their money in CDs and savings accounts, hoping to build a nest egg. Do you think, given we could be entering this rising rate environment, that CDs and savings accounts could benefit, or is that still years away?
Well, they'll start to benefit, but the interaction always seems to take a lot longer to have these, quote, higher rates trickle down to where it's meaningful. And again, you know, it's you can look at it in absolute numbers and look at it in percentage numbers. I mean, if you're getting, you know, 0.5% and that jumps to 0.75%, you know, that's a pretty significant jump, yet you're still at such low absolute levels that it's very difficult to, you know, make adjustments or benefit too significantly from the hike in rates. So, I mean, every little bit helps, I suppose, if you have money in cash, but in terms of making people reallocate funds back to savings accounts because rates are getting to be more attractive, again, I think we're still ways away from that. And that's one of the reasons, quite frankly, that I think the stock market still represents an opportunity, because, you know, one thing interest rates do is they price basically the attractiveness of alternatives to stocks. And yes, rates going up potentially can pressure stocks because it makes other investments more attractive, but I think, again, we're still a ways away from that. I don't think people are going to start flocking to CDs because now they can get an extra 15 basis points out of it because the rates are still so absolutely low.
He is Chuck Carlson. Chuck, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Sure, anytime.
Chuck is the CEO of Horizon Investment Services, based in Hammond, Indiana. And I'm John Wardonk. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.